Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world, good morning to our Easy Way family and to our celebrity host, Retha Gray. Retha.
Good morning, good morning, good
there
morning.
She is. Hey, Retha, how's it going out there in sunny L.A.? I hear everybody's out and about.
It's a little chilly, I have to admit. I was out and about this weekend. It was my first night back in a nightclub. I took a friend to dinner for her birthday, and there was hardly anybody in the nightclub.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, okay. People are out and about, but not everywhere. So it was nice. I had never seen the nightclub with the lights up because there were so few people there that the lights were up. But it was a very nice dinner and a nice time. But, yeah, people are up and about. It's a little cooler today than it has been, but it's nice. It's always sunny in California.
People are talking about traveling and, you know, what's up with the travel and the restrictions and so on. And, you know, you got to wear the mask. I think the flights are really booking up, they say. People want to get out and about and travel to other states, countries, and so on. I think when you go to other countries, though, which you've done that more than I have, a little bit more involved, right?
It's a little bit more involved going through customs and everything. And with the construction at LAX, I don't know if I'll ever fly out of LAX ever again in my life. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. You got to book that stuff early and get it. I don't know. I think,
remember when they were the friendly skies. The skies are no longer friendly.
I know. You hear about that stuff going on in the plane, a couple issues. But, I suppose with that, let's go on to our Hot Topics and see what's going on out there.
All right, Hot Topic time.
You got it. Oh, there we go.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic.
Well, my Hot Topic this morning was the Kennedy Center Honors. It happens every year. I think they postponed it completely last year. This year it was kind of abbreviated. It takes place every year, and they honor people for lifetime achievement in the arts. And this year the honors went to Garth Brooks, country western singer, Debbie Allen, Joan Baez, Midori Gatto, and Dick Van Dyke. And of that group, it's hard to pick a favorite for me, but I got to go with Debbie Allen and Dick Van Dyke. I guess they're kind of my contemporaries. It's hard for me to believe I'm contemporary with Dick Van Dyke, but he's a little older. But, you know, all of the movies that he made, you know, I wasn't quite a child, but I was still young enough at heart to enjoy the movies. My favorite Dick Van Dyke movie is Bye Bye Birdie, which most people say, really, that's so corny. I like corny, what can I say? And Debbie Allen, of course, I love Fame and known choreographer. And it was an interesting show last night because a lot of it was done remotely, taped in advance. But I didn't get to see all of it. But I love the fact that they entertained us. I think that's what's been lost in most of the awards. The awards are so busy celebrating the celebrities that we, the audience, don't get to see real entertainment in the shows. They don't really perform anymore. They show really short clips of the movies. But with the Kennedy Honors, they had people dancing and singing and performing and showing off the artists themselves, not as they are today, but as they over their lifetime achievement. And so it was really enjoyable. I really enjoyed the segment they did regarding Dick Van Dyke recreating scenes from Mary Poppins and even from Bye Bye Birdie. So those people were honored last night, and I think most of us always agree with who those Lifetime Achievement Awards should go to, because they have a body of work that is unmatched by others. And it's a whole weekend event. I didn't really realize that they celebrate the whole weekend. I guess it was pretty abbreviated this year, but Garth Brooks was all choked up. And so I think the people who are awarded this award really appreciate it. But that's my hot topic for today. What's yours?
Well, I remember, I don't know what Aretha was going to report on, but she mentioned Bye Bye Birdie. I think I was about 9 years old. Didn't that come out about 58, I think? And but I do remember the name Strauss. It's, I think Strauss or something, for the, he was the music guy in that. Anyway, what do I remember back then?
No, you're making that part up. I don't remember as Strauss, but it was one of my favorite.
I thought the music, you know, as far as the play, something about, I forgot, whatever it was. Strauss was something to do with the music. But maybe that's a report I did a long time ago, which I probably forgot what I was talking about. But anyway, Biden to take place on June 16th. Biden and Putin are going to see if they can iron things out a little bit because, they got their issues. It's better to get along. You know, it's going to be in Switzerland. They're going to talk about the, blaming Russia for the big pipeline shutdown and hacking and talk about border stability, all that kind of stuff. Well, everyone excited to get back to normal, get back to work. Well, like they say, think again, because there's a lot of people that got used to working at home. No stress, no traffic, no parking jam, or, you know, the jams in the freeway. And they're saving a lot of hours by not traveling back and forth, the commuting issue. No dress codes, take lunch breaks when you want. You add that all up and go, hey, this working from home isn't too bad. A poll shows that the people that have been working at home, a high percent of them still would like to find a way of staying there. But then again, there's another group that like interacting. So maybe it'll be a balance. It'll work itself out. A new survey finds that 42% of Americans have saved $10,000 or less for retirement, while half have zero put away. And a vast majority have under $1,000. So it's time to start putting a couple bucks away and get those savings accounts up. FDA grants historic approval for an Alzheimer's drug, and it's been a while for that, despite controversies about the results, but that would be a good thing. Internet rates are still, or interest rates on mortgages are still all-time lows. I mean, they've creeped up a tiny bit, but you're looking at 3.34, but there's some offers down around the 2.5 category. And so if you haven't taken advantage of it to refinance or whatever, I'd jump on that. I did. Rates in 77 were 9%. People were okay with that. So here we go. Let's see here. Many anticipating the Defense Department, you know, there's a lot of talk. They're really anticipating the release of a lot of aerial phenomenon, whether it's from other countries, stuff that they can't identify, just a lot of strange stuff. Some call it UFOs. That's just unidentified. Doesn't mean they're all from supposedly other places, other planets. A lot of stuff they see is experimental, stuff that the Air Force has or other countries are flying around. And that's what they want them to release, all this stuff. So that could happen. A U.S. judge overturns California bar on assault weapons. The vaccinations, they say about 50% are vaccinated. Another 50% are kind of holding off to see if all these reports on issues about health coming up after people get shots are going to check that out. But half are good to go, and the other half are just waiting to see what's going on. The top concerns for American, cost of health care. Health care is real expensive. And the federal budget, violent crimes, illegal immigration, gun violence, these are the top issues today going into 2021, going, you know, save that money. We keep talking about it. You know, people worry about the cost of health care and so on. Well, if you got money in the bank, you don't have to worry about it, right? There's a new type of stuff coming up here. Built-to-rent suburbs. They're starting to spread across the U.S. They're basically subdivisions for renters and managed like a apartment complex. Rents start about $1,420. Iran's largest warship mysteriously caught in a fire and sank. This is their flagship, their biggest one. The sinking took place after a string of fires and disasters across Iran. Scientists say that they have finally sequenced the entire human genome. You remember back in the biology, the DNA chromosomes studies that we had? Well, in other words, they've connected the dots, or so they think. Many were anxious to get back to work and are pouring into restaurants and shops all across the country, and the entertainment, the boat rentals, golfing, golf courses, they're all getting back on track, Reef. So that's a good thing. And let's see, you know, a lot of them say, well, they like the privacy, but many are just, they want to start interacting again. I think that's just people want to be together. And with that,
well, I have to admit, yeah. I enjoyed dancing at the club. So what can I say?
Yeah, except they're closing down all the clubs for us seniors. I don't know. I have to find some new places to go.
This was an old people's club. What can I say?
We do our dancing on stage. What the heck? Let's go into commercial, and then we got an interesting guest coming up. You're going to love this guy.
Introducing EasyRay Family App, your new virtual vision 2020. Be seen, be available, be everywhere. Available on Apple Store and Google Play. Track our content, stay connected. Create your account to gain instant access. Go mobile or go home.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EasyWay Promotions.
Looking to take the next step? Join the EasyWay Network and become part of our EasyWay family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
Yes, indeed. Text EasyWay to 55678. And our next guest coming up is... he's kind of a household name to a lot of people, and I'll tell you what, he goes back with us quite a while. I'm afraid I cannot go over his entire bio. It would take too long, Johnny's entertainment bio, but here's a couple items. He worked with John Voight, and he's been a sketch artist on a Jimmy Kimmel, co-starred with Scott Baio, and acting entertainment life coach. He can teach them how to do it right. And the list goes on and on with John's celebrity relationships in entertainment, because he's been there, done that. And he's also a master of improv. I think this guy's good. And he will be hosting his own upcoming show, Johnny Vernocur Plus One, and he's a celebrity on the EasyWay Wall of Fame. So, Johnny Vernocur, here's Johnny.
You know, I love that, Jim, and I would like you to say that again. I'll say it with you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
And here's Johnny. Yeah.
And
I
want to
introduce you. I'm going to introduce you to our host, Aretha Gray.
Yes.
Aretha, I wonder, do you know Johnny Vernocur? Johnny V.
I don't think I've met Johnny. Have I?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, Aretha? I stood on a corner for Jimmy Kimmel with a banana as I was interviewing people. And I took the banana, and I take the banana very seriously. And I said to this fellow I just met, do you know Johnny V? I'm famous. I'm from VH1. Scott Baio's 45 and single. Do you know me? He said, no. I put the banana in front of him again. I said, do you know me? He said, no. I'm going to do it one more time. I said, do you know me? He says, absolutely, I know you. And it worked exactly, the magic banana. But, you know, I had a reality show that was on Reetha. Tell me if I'm saying your name right. Reetha, R-E-E-T-H-A, Reetha?
It's pronounced like that, yes.
See, that's why I went to college for a couple of extra years, to learn how to spell. But, you know. Listen, Jim knows me a while. I know his son, the great EZ. And I'm a big fan of Easy Way Promotions and the Easy Way Network, but I'm a huge fan of myself. And the reason I say that, Reetha, and if I ever pronounce it wrong, please tell me, the reason I'm a big fan of myself is that's what I practice what I preach, hopefully. And I want everyone to put themselves on the highest pedestal. Then they should come first as they create this great team around them in life, whether it's friends, relatives, whoever it is, and
oh, yeah.
The great and wonderful, the great and powerful EZ,
who's
the name.
John, Reetha was the co-host of Betty White's Off the Rocker. She worked with Betty White on that. And both of you guys,
okay. My gosh.
Yeah. Both of you guys are very good at just like, hey, hand them the mic. Hey, we don't have anybody here, guys. We have to give somebody a mic so they can take over. Both of you guys are masters at, like, Reetha, here's the mic. I got to go. And she just looks around and can just take it. Johnny's the same way. He will just ride with it. That's really a skill to have, and it's very important, isn't it, guys? Because both of you guys are in the industry.
Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, Reetha, I'm not trying to charm you, but I love your laugh. Secondly, for a short Jewish guy from New York, Long Island, you know what? I love to laugh. Because if nothing else, we make them laugh. And by the way, Betty White, oh, my God. She did some voiceover work at my friend's studio in the Valley. I mean, who? You know what's so great about Betty White? It's across the board. The young women and men that I have met that love Betty White, doesn't matter how old you
Absolutely.
Are or how young you are.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a little bit of, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm. What's the fellow that starred in Curb Your Enthusiasm? I mean, he was the biggest Jew of all time. But when I used to go around and hear any race, any wherever they were from, they loved this guy, they loved this humor. There was no barriers. I love that. I love that. Because, listen, if people were against short people, what would I be doing? I wouldn't even be on the line with you right now. That's not good.
Well, I'm short, so I'm all for that. I'm all for short people. And you started off talking about loving yourself. You know, you're just practicing the golden rule. You love others as you love yourself. You got to start with loving yourself first. So I'm all for that, too.
Yeah, it's so true, right? And, you know, it's so interesting because I am also a coach, an entertainment life coach. But in my coachings, I always deal with, what's going on? Period. And let me find out and let me help you heal, because we as humans, as people, that's what we really should be doing. You know, how can I help you heal? How can I make you feel better? What we don't realize, sometimes a simple conversation on the run with someone who's having the worst day or worst time of their lives, and a little bit of positivity, a little connection, and they think, oh, my God, I can do this. We all need that. I don't care where we are, how much money we have, or how much money we don't have. Everybody still needs a little nudge and a little hug.
John, have you met, in Curb Your Enthusiasm, you mentioned that, who's that, Larry David?
Correct.
I think
that's what I was thinking of, Larry David.
Have you met him?
Yeah. Yes, I have met him, and a lot of the comics that he hired along the way. I mean, they were all comics and all in the comedy world. And I hang out with a lot of comedians, and they always talk about and give the nitty gritty stories and so forth. But I mean, Larry David's wonderful. Of course, we know him from his show and so forth like that. But Curb Your Enthusiasm. Actually, I'm working with a show right now that has that format. It has a Curb Your Enthusiasm format, originally written and now it's just the idea, and then the rest is improvisation, as we know. So,
no,
Aretha, you with Betty White. Oh, I mean, come on,
that is gold.
That's gold. That's gold. I wish I had that.
Oh, it was wonderful.
I think she's
going to
be 100, right? Aretha's going to be 100 years old in January, right?
In January.
Wow.
Yeah, she is really, really what a spirit on her now. Oh my God, it's like God.
So Johnny, you're rocking and rolling, and you've been around Hollywood for a while, not quite as long as Aretha, but you've been around. And what's cooking with Johnny now? Here, you got a show.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, first of all, Jim, I haven't been around.
I knew you're
gonna
hit that one.
I just got here, right,
you
Aretha?
Be careful what you
I just got here, number one, and don't ever mention.
I know.
You know, I'm kidding. But listen, no, I was gonna say, and don't ask me how tall I am. I always flash back to the time when my father would go, okay, Johnny, you still haven't grown any. He marks the mark on time. You know, we all did that as kids growing up, and I would have to cheat. I would take that little line, and go a little high. And my father would say, oh, my God, you don't even have to – you've grown. We don't have to even measure you. And that was a wonderful thing for me. But right now, I am having so much fun. You know, Mr. Easy, Eric Easy, that I know for a long time, he came into my life when I was doing Scott Baio's 45 and Single on VH1, which then became a hit show and was number one on the network. And that gave me a lot of opened a lot of doors for me. And that's when I met Eric. So now we can just flash to the present. We have joined forces now, with Easy Way Promotions, Easy Way Network, Eric, and we are putting a show together called Johnny Vinoker Plus One. And it's wonderful. Oh, it's going to be a great story. Our first few episodes will be in Las Vegas, and the through line is get up and dance. It's really the through line. Get up and have a good life, and don't wait for tomorrow. Let's do something today.
Let's get on that.
We're on fire. You know, we have it now. Don't wait for 6 months down the line.
Isn't that true what he's saying? Do it now.
Absolutely.
If you don't, you're not going to do it, and that's it. You know.
Well, tomorrow's not promised, so you might not have tomorrow to do it.
Boy.
So definitely,
Johnny, what you're saying,
today.
You have no idea what you're saying, how important it is to people like Aretha and I, because we realize that, hey, you know, we better get going here. If you want to do that particular thing you've been thinking about, right, Aretha?
Yeah.
We better get going.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It is happening now, and you are going, and you are doing right now. You know, I'll tell you, Aretha. You know, I know Jim. You know, Jim. I met. He was kind of on the peripheral always, but always such an amazing man who inspired me. You know, I deal with diabetes. I'm a diabetic. See, my father didn't leave me a lot of money, but he said, John, I'm going to leave you the sugar thing. You know, you'll always remember me. Have fun. Eat, drink, and be merry. No, he didn't. That's not true. But Jim always had such great things to tell me as he would message me every so often. And go, hey, John, you know, you got to – and you know what's funny? You got to watch this. You got to do this. And just to tell you, Jim, you know, because you did that, I was doing that regularly. I would reach out to people like I can't remember his name right now, but I will – oh, gosh, he passed away. Oh, my God. We always used to go to his events. Oh, God, Johnny, your daughter. But I would call him, and I would say to him, hey, are you doing it right today? I would say to him, you better be, and so forth, because sometimes we need a kick in the butt, a little nudge.
How's your memory, John? Because Rita and I talked about this.
I eat a lot of quinoa.
Okay, because you seem to remember, you can go back.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. I have no idea what it does for you, but a lot of people are eating it, so I go, okay, I'll eat it too. you know how it's like the flavor of the month. All of a sudden, everybody's gluten free, and you go, well, okay.
Well, the reason I say that is because John, you and I just it popped in my head. We were on stage one time. Eric got an award. And you and I were on stage, and you said some really clever stuff. The audience loved it. And do you remember that when you and I were on stage? It was about 10 years ago. Eric got an award, Yeah, and geez, I just, because I thought maybe you'd remember. I can picture us on stage, but I forgot what it was. It was just an award. Do you remember?
I can't remember, but I'll think. I'll keep thinking, and
okay.
Hopefully
I'll see if
I can
find the video.
Yeah,
but John, you got the show going on, and tell us
right.
Or just all right, well, one little quick thing before I forget, because if I don't do this and if I don't interrupt you, I forget. So
that's right.
So you got people listening, okay, and they go, "Wow, Johnny was here, and Aretha was. You guys have been out there." So, you know, what? Give us like say. Boy, I want to learn to be an actor. Give us three maybe little tips would be good for somebody that's, you know, wants to learn a business. Should they go through acting school and, you know, does it cost a lot of money to do all that? What do you think they should do or have on their mind as far as getting into the business?
Well, Aretha, do you want to go first?
Well, I always say just study, pursue your dream, and learn the business. Follow your passion. And if you can't live another day without doing it, then you'll make it through it. If you can do something else, go do it. Your life will be happier. What's your advice, Johnny?
Well, let me tell you something. It's so true. Listen, I coach all the time.
Johnny's a coach.
I love,
you know,
I'm an but it's so wonderful to coach because you know. When some of these actors are young enough, they listen and they're ready, or they don't listen and then they end up listening because I'm not getting out of your face until you know that you're going through a great path. Believe in yourself, gain the confidence. How do you do it? Well, I always tell everyone, you got to be a genius. Are you? You got to be a genius at what you're doing, or you know what? You better just pack it up, go home. And if you're going to pull any punches and you're not going to do your work and you can't put the time and effort into it, what are you doing? Come on, look at these young actors on The Heights right now. Look at these guys. They've been working their behinds off forever. Are you kidding me, Ramos and all those people? I mean, they're at the top because they should be at the top. You know, because you must be ready, as we say in life. You're going to get a shot. You're going to get an opportunity. But are you ready? Now's the time to be ready as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get breaks ahead of time. And so never stop getting ready. And there's so much blockage with the younger generation, this and this and that and that, that it's how do you unblock? How do you get clarity? Well, you're going to work at your craft if you're dancing, if you're singing, you're acting. So it's doing the work and not pulling back.
Quick,
if you're going to take this on.
The problem with having you on is you have too much, you know, I needed an hour with you. You know, we have so many questions and people want to know what's going on, Johnny. But just real quick, I want to be an actor, I want to get a business, is it good to, like, have other factors behind, other variables? Should I learn dancing? Should I try to learn a little bit of singing? Should I learn to do some music? Should I learn maybe the piano? The more you have behind you, does that help you get into roles and all that kind of stuff?
Well, my answer to that, Jim, is yes. You know, take this actor Ramos from The Heights. I mean, he's a singer, he's a dancer, he's a, you know. So the more, the better that you can get good at. You know, yes, you should be involved in all. You know, whether it's vocal and acting and dancing. Yes, the more that you get good at, the better opportunities as you create, knowing dialects, languages, and really understanding how great you can be. Because sometimes if you don't tap on your abilities and what you can do, then you don't realize, oh, my God, this could be much bigger than I ever imagined. So getting good at all and as much as you can is definitely a great lesson for sure.
Well,
and everything's a learning experience. Everything's a learning experience. People think, oh, why am I doing this? I did mystery shopping, and that's when you go into the stores, you pretend like you're a shopper, but you're really grading them. Well, I had to go into the same stores all the time, and so I'd see the same people, but I had to convince them that I was a real shopper. Well, for the Betty White show, we did pranks. And I had to go and just keep a straight face while I'm doing these horrible things to people. And the mystery shop, people say, what was your best training? The mystery shopping was the best training for that. So learn from everything that you do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so true. It's so true. Yeah.
We're kind of like hitting the limit because we got Carmelita in the wings here. So, Johnny, what do you want to tell us? Like, is there, you know, way to, for people to get a hold of you, go on the wall, look you up because you're a celebrity.
Well, certainly go
you're
on
a celebrity
wall.
On the Wall of Fame. Congratulations on that.
I am in the Wall of Fame. You can look me up at the Wall of Fame. That's Easy's Wall of Fame. And
Easy Way
Wall of Fame. And of course, ask Johnny V at gmail.com. Anybody can contact me, anybody. Ask Johnny V but you can get all that info off the wall. And right now I got to keep it hush hush, but I'm involved with a Netflix series that I'm about to announce, and that I'm very excited about. So I think all has come full circle as I do genius work with your son, Eric Easy, and the show called Johnny Vinoker Plus One. We have fun. We go on a journey with Johnny Vinoker, and we learn, we inspire, and we get to laugh a lot with bunch of celebrities and on
the
street
medicine.
Interviews. Yeah, laugh is the best medicine.
Well, Johnny,
sure
you have definitely kept us over the years. I mean, you still have that rocket, man. You're amazing. It's nothing's changed. You're still you still got all this energy in it, and it inspires and it energizes people, which is a good thing. Rather
exactly.
than the doom and gloom.
It's how do we affect someone else?
Yeah.
And I think that's part of my magic. And part of what I love doing through my coaching, I love changing lives and changing people's, raising the bar, guys, raising the bar as we have to do in life.
Johnny V.
And you know what?
Johnny
we
Vinoker.
Always should. We, yeah.
You got it.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, Johnny, for coming on with Reef and I on it's what we call like Eric's show in slow motion. But you just sped it up a little bit, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you coming
Reef
on.
Does. So nice meeting you. A pleasure. I hope I get to meet you in person because things are getting better all the time. And
oh,
Jim,
yeah.
I love you dearly from the heart. Happy to talk to you this morning.
You're the greatest.
And we'll
have
you back to
great
talk
memories.
About your show when your show starts airing.
I look forward
to
it, guys. Very good. Have a wonderful
day.
We're going to
get together sometime. We're going to get together sometime and review. We're going to get Reetha and everybody. And we're going
to
look at some of those old videos, right? Johnny, that'd be
just,
fun.
Just make sure you keep dancing.
That's right. Mm. You got it. Okay,
yeah.
Johnny, thank you much.
All
and
right.
We're going to roll into a commercial and then Carmelita's
okay.
Corner. Thanks,
send
John.
Send him love. Take care. Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
That's energy for you. Let's get a commercial going on here, and then we'll see what's going on in Carmelita's Corner. And with
well,
that,
man.
Reef, what do you think?
I think the engineer fell asleep. I think the engineer fell asleep.
Well, you know, does this guy have energy or what? You know, and I wasn't sure if you guys had met over the years down somewhere.
I don't think so, but I've heard.
There we go.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. How are you doing? Well, I'm here and I'm feeling grand because I've got a great lady coming your way today. And let me tell you who she is. She's got a long list of credits. She has been around the block a few times and around the world. She's done concerts, including a great concert overseas in Europe with Dee Dee Bridgewater, and She's been on a recent 33-state national tour. Her performances include concerts at the Long Beach and many more jazz concerts. She's known as a living legend of jazz. And she is the founder and the CEO of the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center and Museum located in Limerick Park. And shall we say more? I think so. Hey, Barbara, how you doing today?
Good morning, Carmelita. Just great.
All right. How do you like that applause? I know you're used to that. With many standing ovations, and deservedly so. You just did something recently at UCLA. Can you tell us about that experience?
International Jazz Day, created by, of course, America, the great Herbie Hancock. We paid tribute to the 10th anniversary of International Jazz Day, and we saluted Herbie Hancock, a song for Herbie. We had my students from UCLA singing, and our special guest was Frida Payne.
Oh, yes, Frida. I just love Frida. She's also been a guest on this radio show, and I had a chance to meet Herbie Hancock briefly in Hollywood. I don't remember what the occasion was, but he was backstage. But, you know, you've done so much in the jazz world, and the thing about it is that you are keeping it going. I mean, jazz is a great musical form, and everybody's not that familiar with it. It has survived over the years, and we need people to keep it going. And now you have a young person by the name of Darren B., who you told me about. Can you tell me more about her?
Yes, she just graduated from the New England School of Music, and now she teaches at the Harmony Project. I don't know if you know what the Harmony Project is, but they service 3,500 kids throughout Los Angeles whose parents really can't afford to pay for their music lessons. So the Harmony Project gives them for free. And Darren just jumped right in, and she became one of the teachers as soon as she graduated, and she's doing very, very well. And you can find her on YouTube. Yeah, you can find her on YouTube if you want to hear any of her concerts.
Yes, I definitely want to hear more about her. And you mentioned that there might be a possibility that she would be a candidate for one of the pageants.
Definitely.
Yes, and I've already mentioned her to the founder and director of the pageant, you know, that I'm associated with, the Woman of Achievement pageant, but there are many different divisions, and they have a young miss, and so I think she would be very perfect for that, and I believe the date's going to be coming up pretty soon, August the 7th, so I will be filling you in on that.
All right. Don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't. Once I put it on my list, I definitely will remember. So, yeah, you know, one of the favorite of many people is Dinah Washington. And our friend Ron New and his lovely wife Mara New have been in your corner many years, and I had the blessing of being a guest at your play that Ron was able to navigate me to get a guest pass there to see. And I was so taken by your performance of Dinah Washington. I learned so much about Dinah Washington that I did not know. But it was just simply amazing. Do you plan to do that again?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And my new show coming up in November is Frank and Ella, Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. But we'll keep Dinah going.
Oh, yes.
We'll keep Dinah going.
Mm-hmm.
It's in demand.
Oh, yes. And
We won one of the NAACP awards for best musical director. 2 years ago, I think it was.
Yeah, you know, there's a really wonderful stories about both Frank Sinatra and Ella. And I don't know if she's listening today, but I did send out an announcement to Audrey Franklin, who was Ella's publicist for many, many years. And I learned that Ella and Marilyn Monroe had a very special friendship, because during those days when Ella was singing, there was a place on Sunset Boulevard that at that time was restricted to people of color. But she broke the barrier, and when she performed there, Marilyn Monroe made it a point to be seated at a certain table that she knew would draw attention, and sure enough, the press, you know, they ate up Marilyn. They just loved her like candy, and it drew attention to Ella's performance, and Marilyn Monroe went backstage and introduced herself, and they became friends. And a lot of people don't know that story about Marilyn. I've got a young lady who's going to be talking about Marilyn, who's a good friend of Marilyn's sister. A lot of people don't even know that Marilyn Monroe has a sister, but she's going to be a guest after this show. Out next Monday is today, the 7th, but coming up on the 14th, we're going to have Brenda Maddox, who was the lady I'm speaking of. I mean, who is the lady I'm speaking of? So Marilyn Monroe's birthday, this is her birthday month, and we're going to give a little attention to that as well. So anyway, getting back to Dinah Washington, she has been a favorite of so many people for so long, and I would like to ask you a favor, to sing one of her favorite songs that became such a huge hit, What a Difference a Day Makes. If you could just give us a little bit of that, a little some. Are you there? Did we lose Barbara? Hello, I've just been babbling on.
A day
Barbie, oh, there you go.
24 little hours. Brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain.
It's hard to sing in the morning.
it's okay. You're doing great.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites in the whole play, and people loved it. Yeah.
Yes, mine too. And you know, you have
sisters,
that on your.
Sisters came to the show, by the way.
I'm sorry. And what?
Dinah's sisters came to my show.
Oh, really?
They flew in from Chicago to see my show. And I knew her brother, Harold. Yeah, Harold Jones. Her real name was Ruth Jones. You know that, right?
Well, I know it now.
Her real name was Ruth Jones, and Harold Jones was her brother.
Oh, okay. I just remember you did such a fabulous job on your portrayal of her and her music. And, you know, I just want to thank you for what you're doing in the community, keeping jazz afloat. And not only do you do jazz, you also do pop and you do the blues. And this particular month of June is when we recognize the musical achievements of people like us of African descent. And we just want to keep the celebration going and appreciation for that musical genre.
Well, when the governor's letting us open up on June 15th, and we're going to have 15 shows back-to-back for Black Music Month. So if you're listening, come on over to the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center, and if you stream or go to BarbaraMorrison.com or Facebook and look up our shows, go to the Barbara Morrison page, and we'll be streaming and just having a ball. And we are going to have all the people that are local, all the local talent that are jazz players in Los Angeles. And blues.
I'm gonna have to, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you more about that, Barbara.
Okay.
You know, I went to one of your events there when you did that, and my friend Brenda Lee Ager was on the bill. I hope
she's listening.
If she's listening, Brenda, I'm giving you a shout-out, too. But it was a great production, Barbara. You did a great job.
Thank you. We normally do 30 days. We do 30 plays and 30 days in Black Music Month, June, but because we're just being able to open up on the 15th. So,
well, yeah, let us know again. Tell the audience how they can locate you and locate that event.
They can locate it on BarbaraMorrison.com.
Okay, you all heard that, BarbaraMorrison.com. And I was looking for a friend that I was expecting to call in and say hello, I know that she sometimes has a challenge with technology, but I'll do it on her behalf. Sir Lady Jabba was going to call and say hello to you on the line.
I love you, Sir Lady Jabba, one of my heroes.
Yeah, well, she's got something coming up in August, and I'll fill you in on that after the show. So I want to thank you, Barbara, for being a wonderful guest. And we'll be hearing more about you and your music. And folks, get on down there to Barbara's Performing Arts Center there in Dagnan. She's doing a marvelous thing for the community.
Thank you so much, Carmelita, and good luck to you and your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
I got to tell you, I love me some Barbara Morrison. I've been to a few shows down at the Barbara Morrison Center in Leimert Park. And if you're in town, you should definitely get some time and go hear whatever she's doing there, because it's going to be good. But moving on to tech time, today I'm going to talk about knowing the terms of your free trial and how to opt out. There are so many scams on the internet right now. I know I'm always talking about the scams, but today I'm going to talk about the things that you actually want to try out, you actually want to buy. That's great, but we buy these things, these trial things, whether it be exercise, whether it be a physical product that you own, whether it be a word processor or some type of app, and it's going to be $5.99 a month, and we're going to give you anywhere from 3 days to a month for free, and then we're going to start charging you. But they get your credit card up front. And if you're like me, you forget that you opted into this. You use it for the day that you saw it and you really enjoyed it for that day. Then you totally forget about it. 6 months later, you look on your bank statement and lo and behold, you've been paying for this for 6 full months. And you haven't looked at it since the day you used it. Or maybe you even used it for 2 or 3 days, 2 or 3 months. But then you forgot about it. And then you want to opt out. You can't figure out a way. All of these programs that want you to opt in, it's not that they count on you not using it. They count on you staying opted in and paying every month. So they don't make it easy for you to find out how you opt out. Before you opt in, my advice is know how to opt out. Find that phone number. Find that email. A lot of people say, well, they don't have a phone number. They've always got something somewhere, even if you just have to mail them an email. And people say, well, how do I know they got the email? That's their way of connecting. They're not trying to rob you of your money. but they're not trying to make it easy for you to opt out either. So make sure you look and find that phone number, or when you talk to the operator and say you're going to do that 30-day trial, who do I call to opt out? And write that phone number down. Have a little booklet, a little tablet, maybe the one to where you put your passwords in, and write down the product and the opt-out phone number. So you're not paying for something. And some of them only bill once a year. So you totally forget about it. Then the next year, you get a $75 bill for a year's service for something you had totally forgotten about. And they're not going to refund that year, because sometimes they'll send you emails telling you your subscription's about to run out. We're going to bill you. But because you don't recognize the name, you don't even look at the email. But if you write down in the book and the date, how long the trial is, and maybe go over that book every once a month to see what you opted into and what you need to opt out of. Don't opt into everything. Be careful. Be selective. Go to companies that you recognize the name, companies that you know, because there are still a lot of scams out there. But don't let that stop you from opting into something that you really do want. All right, that's my tech time for today. Jim, what's your gym for today?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
I'm going to give you a couple reasons to keep moving forward, but we might have a mystery caller or surprise caller coming up. He's a World War II veteran, and engineer will let me know when he's on. You know, if you're going to want to chat with these guys or mix and mingle with them, now's the time. They have some really interesting stories. So I'm going to go ahead and I found an interesting article in Psychology Today, 10 Reasons to Keep Moving Forward.
949-4720. Is that your caller?
What's the number again?
4720, the last digit.
9427, yeah. That's no. His name's
that's
Tom?
The only call that, that's the only call that we have had in, so maybe text your best.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Then say their name and tell them to start talking because they're on air.
Tom Kultaga. Is this Tom?
It's Tom.
There he is. That's him. Okay, we got a couple different numbers. How are you doing, Tom? So, guys, this is Tom. We're going to have a problem here because I've known Tom for a while. I can never get his last name right. Cataldo.
Hey, Jim, I think you got it. Cataldo.
Ah, bingo. Well, let me tell you guys, Tom was he's a World War II veteran, and he's the founder of Better Visions for Children, for the eye care for children, and he's the inventor of the medical alert, help I fall and can't get up, but you might remember that commercial, and he's got the evidence, he's got the proof, and all the science behind it. And Tom was on numerous talk shows, Associated Press, who was it, Ed Sullivan, or one of the big celebrities you hung with, and you were telling me a story. Yeah. Oh, there you go. And you were telling me one time you were with Regis Philbin, I think it was, and you were backstage with him, and they mentioned about interviewing one of you guys, and he thought it was him, and it turned out they wanted you on there, right?
Yeah, right. That was Milton Berle that took me out there, but
So what happened with you were with Regis? Was that on Regis' show or a different show?
Yeah, he had a program called Good Day LA, and it went all over the country. And the funny thing was, my cousin was the first caller, and he did what you did before, long before. He pronounced my name wrong, so everybody in the country could hear it. He told him the right way to pronounce my name. Anyway, it was fun.
You were on magazine covers. I've seen you on all this stuff. And, I mean, basically, you got to celebrity status, but it wasn't easy. I mean, you had an uphill climb. And you, what prompted you to create something where, you know, it would help in people if they were stuck in a situation, thus the medical alert? What prompted that?
Well, my mother fell down back in Boston and couldn't get up, and she could have died had up in for a neighbor that got curious and broke in and found her on the floor. And the long and short of it is my brother called me back there to see what we could find, and it wasn't anything we could find. So he's kind of a wise guy. He said, well, you're an engineer, for God's sake, go back and do something about it, which I did. It took about a week to do it, about 3.5 years to get the FCC approval for it. But in the meantime, I went down to Australia because we had a lot of publicity. It saved I was selling to the Veterans Administration, kept the veterans out of hospitals and so on, saved some veterans' life, and as a result of that, I got this AP story that went all over the world. I got down to Australia, got the FCC approval in Australia in 3 days.
Wow.
3 days in Australia, 3 years here. And
wow.
It enabled me to make a lot of money, but then I had spent a lot of money doing this. So.
Oh, doing it, yeah, climbing that big hill. And you, it definitely got you some world travel. And I had a little situation that we get a kick out of. I brought you down to the to our listeners. Down in San Diego, there's a big boat, and it's called the Midway. It's a carrier, okay? And I brought Tom down there, and they had an event. You know, they had the stage and all that kind of stuff, the food out in on the deck. So I got on stage, and I asked the host if I could borrow the mic, and I introduced everybody because – although it was, Navy was putting on this thing, there were very, very few, if any, World War II veterans there. And I made the announcement that I had a World War II guy, and if anybody was. So after we did that, we walked off the stage, and there's a line of people that wanted to get pictures with Tom. And it turned out he was actually on that ship in the 40s and helped develop a radar system called the RAN. And little did he know that back during the war, when he was on that ship, he would be returning 70-something years later, dancing with the prettiest girls on the ship in a big circle, being videoed, right?
Right. It was a thrill. I had no idea you were taking me there that day. It was a great surprise.
That was fun. And we have that on video, so... We got to get that posted someday. But anyway, just real quick, back in the, a lot of our listeners, very few of our listeners were, around back in 42. What were you doing when all of a sudden you're listening to the radio or somebody calls you up or whatever? What was the situation where you heard like, hey, we're at war? What? Were you working? Were you at a restaurant? How'd that happen? Or were a lot of people anticipating that?
I was actually in high school when, the news was coming out about Germany taking over all these countries over there, but the war hadn't broken out. But I got this job. I was so lucky. I got this job at MIT where with a couple of other guys, we developed this thing called LORAN. Actually, Jim, it was a long-range radio navigation system that desperately needed by the British and U.S. navies. Because they were sinking one-third of our ships in the North Atlantic. They couldn't use the system that they had been using, celestial navigation. You couldn't see the stars. So this LORAN system had everything to do with our winning the Battle of the Atlantic, but it took about 2 years to turn it around because the Nazis were cranking out a new U-boat every week, and they were getting better and better all the time. So it was an incredible job, but we did it, and... turned everything around. Had we not done that, there wouldn't have been any invasion of Europe. At this point.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then you, you enlisted in the military, you got in the Navy, and what year did you enlist?
It was about 1944. And by the way, give you some ideas. The problem that I've got, I've been saddled with it all my life, the thing called amblyopia, lazy eye, which is blind eye. And I tried to get into the Navy. I couldn't get into the Navy. They were taking everybody, but my vision wasn't good enough, so I had to go back and memorize the chart, try a couple of times before I could get in. But kids can't do that today. This is a terrible thing to saddle a child with today. It's enormous. It's like one out of three kids that have a variation of this thing called amblyopia, lazy eye. And as you know, Jim, I started, instead of retiring
one, for children.
The money with a medical aid, I started the foundation back about 1936,
oh, yeah.
And we've been doing it ever since, which is screening
BBC.
Kids.
Yep.
But now we have this home vision test kit, which is a game changer. I'm getting a patent on it because there's nothing like it out there. Enables parents.
Tell us a little bit about it, because it's, you developed this simple test kit, and people don't realize the number of children that have this disease. Even Jimmy Carter, didn't Jimmy Carter's grandchildren had an issue, didn't they?
They did. They found out her daughter, his granddaughter, had the problem because she stuck a knife in her eye.
Oh, what?
Did that, not intentionally, because she had no depth perception. You need two eyes working together to have depth perception. She never had it. Or did his grandson had the same problem. And, yes, he was as president of the United States. They lost vision in one eye. And usually you wind up losing part of the vision in the other eye, like I have. Terrible.
Don't they call that sympathetic eye when one eye is affected by the other?
And the problem is so bad that I and all these other 45 million Americans that have this problem, I close my left eye, which is no good anyway, just so I can see better with what's left of my right eye. It's sad, that we saddle kids with this problem, and according to all the numbers from all the sources of information, this is like one out of three children have a vision problem that will affect their ability to read and learn. It's not correctable after you get past the preschool age five or thereabouts, because in the brain.
Now this kit you have will help pinpoint this before there's an issue.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about. That's why we're getting a patent on it. There's nothing like it out there that does that. And Jim, I would like to make an offer to your listeners right now, and for the first 10 people that call in, call my number, 949-496-470. I will provide
472-0. Okay.
Yeah, I'll provide a free kit. They can get one even today or tomorrow if they want to come out to our base of operations. They'll find that out when they call in or where it is. But only 10 now. We're gonna, because we sell them for $20 a piece, and they're worth way more. They're priceless because of what they do, and they prevent not only blindness but loss of life, as in eye cancer, for example. Kit that costs $20. Can you believe this?
Wow.
Anyway,
now, if they wanted to learn about this amblyopia and your better vision situation, where would they go? Is there a website?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they go onto the site, which is bettervisionforchildren.org.
Wow, anybody with children.
F-O-R.
Yeah, and for our show, it would be grandchildren, and that they want to get them tuned in to something like that.
Sure,
and,
children, grandchildren, yeah.
And then you also we're gonna stay on top of that. This test kit is amazing, and I know you have them distributed different ways. Might even have veterans handing them out at different stores. We're gonna have different plans for that. But developed the situation where people fell down. What do you think it was that brought you into the tech world that you created all this? I know with the vision, it's because you had your own situation. Where was the day where you thought, I want to learn about the Loran system, and you went to the tech school and all that? What got you involved in all this technology? Because you really have a lot of background in that.
Well, Jim, I started at like age five or six. I was making little walkie-talkies for kids in the neighborhood, and somebody told me, hey, there's a fire locally where a couple of firemen got killed because they didn't know the roof was going to cave in on them. Back in Boston, I made an offer to them and gave them made some walkie-talkies and gave them free to them. And until my mother found out, she said, no, you got to charge them for them. Beginning of the Depression, we need the money. So that's why I started making electronic stuff for the outside world, and One thing that turned me on more than anything, was a speech I heard from Abraham Lincoln, where he said the best thing you can do in life is to save somebody else's life. And I've been trying to do that all my life now. And
you do have a, you know, like we go hang out, we go to places and stuff, and we've been to the Rotary Club, and went to, you know, a lot of places. Anyway. You have an abundant supply of energy, and it's not like you're 60 or 50 or 40, whatever. I mean, you're 95, what, 96 now?
I'll be 96 in a month. It's July, yeah.
Yeah, but your attitude is, and you have some health issues and that, but where do you think that comes from? What keeps you, it is very important to have something that keeps you going, right? Because you definitely have you have the laugh. You still laugh, you know, when we talk, we make jokes. Where does that come from? Because people need more of that today.
Well, you know, I think what people need is a good reason for being alive and well. And I think the best thing you can do is to help children. And if you can help them stay alive and see better, have a better life, there's nothing better than that. I think that's the worst. Best thing of all.
Well, you're changing
children.
Their lives. You're changing their lives. Which they will, you know, affect other people. It goes on and on, like the ripple in water. But we want to thank you for coming on time. We want to thank you, time, for coming, running out of, you know, switching things here. Got to get back on track. But thanks for coming on time. I know you got a schedule and you have things to do. But, boy, I'll tell you, God bless you and keep up all that good work you're doing, because you're just nonstop and you still want to promote the Kits for Better Visions for Children, and 949-496-4720 to get a hold of Tom and get some free test kits there. And we will be in touch, Tom. We got some things going on next week. We're going to go to a dinner, and we'll just keep it moving, right?
Right, Jim, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You got it, Tom. Thank you much. And, Reese, with you. That, we're going to we're going to wrap up here because, you know, this Johnny, we want to thank Johnny for coming on, and Carmelita, she always has amazing guests. And there's so much stuff going on. And the Easy Way Wall of Fame, text Easy Way to 55678. The Easy Way Wall of Fame is growing leaps and bounds. And it's just, I'm not a tech person, but I've never seen a situation where people can interact so much. I mean, you got the Walk of Fame, which we all know, and the thing is, you walk down the street and you see John Wayne in the star and the brass. But with this situation, you could scroll and see all the people, and you got celebrities and CEOs of businesses, whatever, and you click the picture and you see all the stuff they're doing. Johnny V's on there, and Aretha, and Kevin Serbo, and the list goes on and on. But anyway, there's so much stuff. I have so much more news for you, and Aretha's tech stuff is very interesting. But with that, we've got to get rolling here, so we're going to have to unfortunately sign off. So everybody have a good week. It's time to start getting out there. And, well, like I say, keep busy, keep the faith. Until next week, Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.